7:51 on Connect FM, your morning connection for a Friday continuing. And we are ready now for a spring training update on the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and in Falls Creek. Jim's Custom Collision is making friends by accident. And for our update on the Buccos this morning, we get to talk with Bob Walk, Bucks broadcaster. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today? Everything good up there weather-wise?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Still winter hanging on here. Not as long as it did in Florida, but we're still getting a few glimpses of spring. But we're looking forward to what is ahead, not just weather-wise, but baseball-wise. And I guess last night for the Bucks, Bubba Chandler had a nice outing. How did Bubba look for the Pirates last night?
It couldn't look better. It was fantastic. He looked in mid-season form to me. He was throwing his fastball with excellent velocity and excellent command. Mm-hmm. He'd been a little wild down here a couple of times in spring, which was unlike him. Normally has pretty darn good control, so that was a little bit of a red flag. Like, what's going on? Why is he not? Last year, I think after he came up to the big leagues, he only walked four guys his whole time up there in 30 some innings. So it was a little odd to see that. But yesterday, his control was just fine. Maybe a little bit inconsistent with some of his breaking balls as far as control wise, but the fastball, the changeup, really impressive. And, at one point, he was just rearing back and throwing fastballs right by guys and wasn't even messing with the off-speed pitches. So he looked just fine, got deep in the ball game, threw 70 pitches. He's right on, they're building up his arm, getting him up toward about 90 pitches or so, probably what he'll throw before the season starts. That's usually what they throw during the season, around 90 pitches. So mm-hmm. we're looking pretty good with him, I think. He is right where he needs to be.
Sounds fantastic. So Bubba, of course, will be a part of that starting rotation. And, of course, Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller are lock-ins. But we're coming down to crunch time, as we talked about on Wednesday, where we need to make those final decisions. At this point, how do you see that starting rotation, the starting five, shaping up?
Well, I mean, for me, Ashcraft is a lock, but who knows? Nobody really ever says anything, but I love what he did last year. I think his arm is as good as any of those guys. He's got a really live, great fastball. His breaking ball is fantastic. I think he's got to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
The competition for me is for that number five spot.
Yeah.
And I don't have any idea how that's going to shake out. I don't know if they're going to have a traditional fifth starter, to be honest with you. Maybe they'll do the piggyback thing for a while, mm-hmm. where they try to get three or four innings out of two different guys.
Right.
And try to get the ball late, into the hands of the bullpen in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, with like two starters making one start, basically. The thing that makes me wonder about that, they only had Urquidy, who is one of their off-season guys they've added. He only threw 36 pitches the other night in Tampa before they took him out in the middle of an inning.
Right.
So I was, like I said, with Bubba at this stage, you're trying to get guys up throwing 65, 70 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him out when he threw 30-some. So, I'm not sure what they're thinking about with that. Clevinger is going to be pitching tonight, and he's one of those guys in that, race or whatever you want to call it for the fifth spot. So I'm curious if he's pitching well and doing getting outs and that sort of thing, how long will they allow him to go? If he goes, 60, 65 pitches, I think that's going to tell us a little something there.
Yeah.
If they get him out of there after he's thrown 30 pitches, then that also, I think, tells us a little bit that maybe they're looking more toward a piggyback situation in that number five spot.
Okay.
So, I think that'll be one of the main things to look at is Clevinger. How well does he pitch, and how long do they let him go? And that we'll get a little information out of that.
Yeah. And of course, you know, key to what the final decisions are on the starting rotation will mean a lot in how the bullpen shapes up. We really haven't had a chance to talk about the bullpen for the Bucks heading into this season. Could you kind of give us a quick update on that?
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly how that's going to, you know, turn out. Majinski, obviously, when he's in the bullpen, he is a very good pitcher for us down there. And last year, ERA in the low twos as a reliever, and he certainly is in the hunt for that number five spot. So,
yeah.
Like you said, what happens to that number five spot is definitely going to affect, especially the bottom part of that bullpen. I think they'll try and get a couple of lefties in there. You know, they brought Soto in, so I think they're looking for a little bit of a mix, because I don't think Santana is going to be like a classic closer to where they just say, hey, he's going to be our ninth inning guy. He pitches every ninth inning, no matter what.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to use him like that. I think he'll pitch most of the ninth innings that we have the lead, but they'll mix and match a little bit with some other guys, especially if, and this makes a lot of sense. You get, you know, you have a one-run lead, and their best two left-handed hitters are the first two hitters of the ninth inning. You know, why not bring in somebody like Soto? And then if he gets those guys out, let him get the next guy out, and the game's over, and somebody else has gotten a save. But that's the way that, you know, you go back, say, Chuck Tanner times, and, you know, you go back in the 70s and the 60s, managers did that. It wasn't necessarily one guy all the time, constantly going to pitch the ninth inning. And even if you and closers back then, they would pitch the eighth and the ninth.
Yeah,
you know, they would pitch two innings without any problem at all. You know, I mean, a lot of outings where he would, you know, pitch two innings, sometimes maybe even three. So it'll be a little bit different. Of course, bullpens nowadays, you got what, 13 guys down there, something like that. So,
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They don't have that many. Sometimes it seems like it.
It feels like it.
So, you know, that kind of plays in the way you use bullpens too now, because there's plenty of arms down there. There's usually eight guys down there. So you can afford to have some specialists, one or two down there that you know are, you know, maybe only going to come in and get one or two outs, and then that's what you're going to use them for. So,
yeah.
That's the way that's going to play out. The names, who it's going to be, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, because it really is going to, I think, depend on that fifth spot. You got to get a handle on that before we know who's going to be in that bullpen.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we always appreciate your insight and analysis, and we look forward to listening to you and seeing you on the broadcasts as we head into the season. We appreciate the update this morning. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
It's been my pleasure, and maybe I'll run into you at the ballpark later on this year.
I sure hope so, Bob. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. All right. Bob Walk, Bucko broadcaster, with us this morning in this Pirates update from spring training, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision, Dubois, and Falls Creek. Making friends by accident.
You can get fake news anywhere. You get Fox News here. 99.7 FM, 96.7 FM, and AM 1420. WCED Dubois.